In girls high school basketball last night, Denison got 20 points from their star guard, Alex Moore, on their way to an 81-54 win over Atlantic in a game heard here on KJAN last night. The home opener for the Atlantic girls wasn't a smooth one as Denison raced out to a 24-13 lead by the end of the first quarter, pushing it out to a 43-26 halftime advantage. The game got away from Atlantic in the third quarter as the Monarchs outscored them 23-13. Transition defense was a tough spot for Atlantic all night long, and Coach Kelly Jewell said they were just downright bad in that category. He says, I think I know that we're supposed to be doing, but they know what they're supposed to be doing, but the execution just wasn't there, and they let them get behind too much. Sarah Hylison dropped in 14 points for Denison. Jaslyn Beek had a strong performance with 15 points and a bunch of rebounds. Allie Anderson was the leading scorer for Atlantic with 16 points, and Bailey Newell and Mackenzie Waters each had 10. Monarchs are 1-0 on the season, while Atlantic is now 1-1. Atlantic will have 10 days off before they'll next be on the court against St. Albert at home on December 1st. Also in the Hawkeye 10 Conference last night, it was Shenandoah beating Abraham Lincoln 47-42. Clarinda beat Lenox 57-49. Thomas Jefferson downed Glenwood 48-42. Lewis Central topping Sioux City North 77-20. From the Corner Conference, Bedford beat Stanton 32-31, while in the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Nottoway Valley, a 72-46 winner over West Central Valley in girls' high school hoops last night. Well, the Iowa basketball team had more problems defending and lost another game in the Cayman Islands Classic yesterday. Despite shooting 64% in the second half, the Hawkeyes lost to South Dakota State 80-72.
The energy was there. What we're not doing, we always talk about we're not as connected defensively as we should be. Well, we're not connected offensively either. We're not executing in all situations. You know, so that, I think, was disappointing. But better than yesterday, not where we need to be.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey there. The Hawkeyes committed 15 turnovers and gave up 10 three-pointers in that game.
We're a young team who played like a young team today. But I don't look at our guys as, okay, we're young. Those sophomores all played a lot. But the bottom line is you've got to play like a veteran team when you're in a 2 or 3 possession game with 7 or 8 minutes to go. And we did part of the time. We didn't finish it.
Iowa falls to 3-2 on the season. Forward Ahmad Wagner had 11 points in that game.
We couldn't get over the hump today. But, I mean, our locker room is fine. We're keeping faith. We know we're capable of doing. And we believe in each other, believe in our coaches. And we're going to stay together. We're going to keep working and get better.
Iowa will be back in action in the final game of that tournament today, as it'll be another early game. The Hawkeyes will face UAB, Alabama, Birmingham this morning. That'll be another 10 o'clock start time with the pregame and an 11 o'clock tip-off on that tiny little island today. We'll have that game for you live here on the radio. In top 25 men's college hoops, 6th-ranked Wichita State advanced to Wednesday's Maui Invitational title game as Landry Shamet scored 19 points and Connor Frankamp added 13 as the Shockers carved out an 80-66 win over Marquette. They'll face off against number 13 Notre Dame in the championship game. The Irish had no trouble advancing with a 92-53 thrashing of LSU. Elsewhere in the top 25, it was 3rd-ranked Kansas blowing out Texas Southern 114-71. Also, number 12, Cincinnati, dominated the first half in a 75-48 thumping of Richmond in the Cayman Islands Classic. Also, it was number 14, Minnesota over Alabama A&M, 100-57. Number 16, Texas A&M, defeating Penn State, 98-87. Also last night, it was number 19, Louisville, over Southern Illinois, 84-42. Baylor defeated Creighton 65-59. The Bears are 22nd ranked. Number 23, UCLA, a 72-70 winner over Wisconsin. And also it was number 25, Alabama, over UT Arlington 77-76. Louisville says in an appeal that the NCAA's Committee on Infractions imposed grossly excessive penalties in ordering the vacation of its 2013 men's basketball championship and tournament revenue for a sex scandal. The NCAA in June placed Louisville on 4 years probation and ordered that it vacate up to 123 victories, including the 2013 title and 2012 Final Four appearance. Its decision followed an investigation into an escort's book allegations that former Cardinal staffer Andre McGee hired her and other dancers for sex parties with players and recruits from 2010 to 2014. Louisville's response to the Infractions Appeal Committee called the COI's penalties unfair for seeking to wipe away players' careers and vacating victories because of the participation of a handful of student athletes who did little wrong. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says the short week of preparation should be no problem for the Hawkeyes as they get set for Friday's visit to Nebraska.
We're assisted a little bit, too, because the guys aren't in school. So, we had a little bit more meeting time before practice yesterday and today to at least introduce the things instead of doing it on the fly. So, you know, it all balances out. And this time of year, I don't think that's an issue. But the most important thing is on the field, what they're doing, how they're moving around. I thought their spirits were good yesterday. I thought our execution was better today than yesterday, and that's a positive.
Coming off two straight losses, the Hawkeyes look to finish with a win.
You know, it gives us a chance, hopefully, to build our bowl resume. Obviously, the more you win, the better off you are. And equally as important is to go into the bowl preparation part of the season on a positive note.
At 4-7, Nebraska will not be headed to a bowl game, but Ferentz expects the Huskers to be motivated.
You know, Nebraska's got a lot to play for, too. Also, they're a storied program in college football. They've got a lot of pride, and we expect that nothing but their best shot on Friday. They've got a quarterback that's an extremely good thrower. He's been very, very productive throwing the football. We certainly have a challenge in front of us that way.
The game will match Iowa's struggling ground game against a Nebraska defense that has struggled stopping the run.
Nothing's really been easy for us, and we haven't done anything consistently well. So that certainly is the goal right now. But to go out and execute it and do it on Friday, we can talk about it right now. We're planning just like we do every week. We want to be balanced. But really, you know, the key is getting out there and executing it and doing a better job. That.
After blowing out Ohio State, the Hawkeyes have dropped two straight, and Ferentz says he's been perplexed by the Hawkeyes' inability to handle success.
Not only some success, but that was over the top. Yeah, I mean, really nobody saw that one coming. I don't think anybody in the country saw it coming. You know, sometimes those challenges are as tough as the other ones, you know. And, but that's all part of a whole season. That's why it's so hard to predict what's going to happen during the course of a season, as much as we all like to. It's really hard to predict, you know, how things are going to affect the football team.
You can hear more from the coach tonight. Hawk Talk with Kirk Ferentz at 6:30 this evening here on the radio, and we'll have that game Friday afternoon, 1 o'clock pregame, 3 o'clock is kick time from Lincoln. Alabama and Miami are 1-2 in the latest college football playoff rankings. The Hurricanes moved ahead of Clemson for the second spot 10 days before the two teams meet in the ACC championship game. The Crimson Tide will put their 11-0 record on the line when they take on Auburn on Saturday. Alabama moved up to the top of the rankings after previous number one Georgia lost to the Tigers on November 11th. Oklahoma remains number four heading into Saturday's game against West Virginia, while Wisconsin and Auburn are right behind the top four. And also in baseball news, a new posting system is a step closer to reality for major league teams interested in signing Japanese players. A person familiar with the agreement tells the Associated Press that MLB, its Japanese counterpart, and the American Players Union have agreed to a system that could allow Japanese star pitcher and outfielder Shohei Ohtani to be put up for bid next week. The person says the agreement is still not in writing and must be ratified by Nippon Professional Baseball and the Players Union. Major league owners are scheduled to vote for ratification December 1st, and Ohtani is expected to be posted then or the following day. Under a shortened timetable this offseason, big league teams willing to pay the posting fee have 21 days to negotiate a major league contract. That fee is expected to max out at $20 million. And also, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has clobbered the Atlanta Braves for circumventing international signing rules from 2015 to 17. Highly touted infielder Kevin Mayton is among 13 prospects that were taken away from the Braves and now available to negotiate with other teams. Also, former general manager John Coppolello was banned for life, and former special assistant Gordon Blakely was suspended 1 year by Manfred. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.